According to the report, State Agricultural Commissioner Gary Black first learned about misconduct that occurred during a September retreat at Lake Blackshear Resort from retired department employee Peggy Gates. Initially, both Garrison and Skaggs denied doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, other employees at the retreat gave Black conflicting information. On March 30th, Garrison and Skaggs met with Black again, changed their stories, and handed in their resignations. At that point, a formal investigation was launched. A report released on the investigation found that on the night of September 17th, there was heavy consumption of alcohol, dancing, and what the report referred to as a fraternity-like atmosphere in Skaggs' and Garrison's cabin. Later, both men, four other male employees and one female employee, went swimming in Lake Blackshear. Skaggs claims the female employee took her top off, but she denies it. At some point in the evening, the side view mirror on Skaggs' state-issued Ford Fusion was damaged. Another female employee says Skaggs had trouble backing out of a driveway while driving her back to the main hotel in a state vehicle, got close to a tree, and she heard a cracking noise. And at least one other male employee admits driving Skaggs' vehicle, but denies doing any damage. $151 in state funds were used to repair the car's mirror. Skaggs has since reimbursed the department. In a statement, the department says it's deeply saddened and disappointed in the actions of the individuals involved. However, the department says through this situation, it's working together to move forward in building a stronger and united team. Michelle Worth, WABE News.